Automation, development, citrus greening. Florida's agriculture industry is hurting, and Hurricane Irma is only the most recent blow. Lawmakers will be considering how to support the industry, second only to tourism, during this year's legislative session. I'm Kate Payne. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average age of a farmer is 58 and rising. Ken Greiner is with the Usher Land and Timber Company.
250 years ago, 90% of the population was involved in farming, agriculture. Today, you know, there's 300 million people and less than 2% understand what it is.
And younger generations are not keeping up.
Right now, where we feel the most pressure is on the labor. There's a very large shortage of labor supply. It's accentuated by the fact that the construction industry is on a high, so a lot of our field labor in nursery is also compatible for construction.
Chloe Gentry is with IMG Enterprises, a citrus nursery and land management company.
We lose every day. We lose people who prefer to go flip burgers for $8.50 over a career growth opportunity at our farm for $12, $13 an hour.
She says agriculture is losing its attraction.
I think it's partly because of the stigma that there exists, that people don't understand the career growth, the monetary potential, and the opportunity that exists in agriculture. There's a loss of pride in what agriculture can be for a community, for a person, for a family.
The losses farmers suffer from pests and the catastrophic disease citrus greening are sending ripples throughout the state.
45,000 jobs plus are related directly to the citrus industry, so it's way beyond our faces. It's all of our employees.
Ellis Hunt chairs the Florida Citrus Commission.
All these little towns, Frostproof and Fort Meade, Wachula, and up and down the state, in the center of the state, away from the beaches and the tourism, ag is huge.
This year's citrus crop in particular was supposed to be the largest in years. Finally, a crop to be proud of, as State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam put it. Then Hurricane Irma hit. Putnam says the storm couldn't have been more lethal for the industry.
When you start with the working waterfronts, the lobstermen, the stone crab boats in the Keys, then coming into South Dade, the tropical fruits, avocado, landscape and nursery industries so devastated, and then running up the center of the state through sugar, vegetables, citrus, timber, beef and dairy industries.
Joe Collins with Likes Brothers Farm and Ranch says the damage doesn't end with growers.
These oranges that are on the ground are, you know, we're not going to be able to pick them up. And we're not going to be able to put them in that truck. So that truck driver and that mechanic and the guy that you buy tires from, I mean, it's a real domino effect. And we're just at the beginning of this.
Florida's ag industry took an estimated $2.5 billion hit, including crops, equipment, greenhouses, and other facilities. Many farm laborers are paid by how much they pick, and they may see a significant cut in wages, with produce shipments down 74% compared to last October.
I actually think your numbers are conservative. I think you're probably looking at over $1 billion worth of damage to the citrus industry.
That's Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz of Coral Springs. His Republican colleague and citrus grower Ben Albritton of Wachula wants to cut state and local taxes for farmers. He and Moskowitz are also calling for a federal disaster relief package. Friday afternoon, the White House released a $44 billion plan meant to cover Florida, Texas, and Puerto Rico. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says it barely has any money for the citrus industry and falls short of what is needed for a full recovery. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.